On January 1st, some 400,000 songs, speeches, and sound effects entered the public domain. The sounds were all recorded before 1923 and include oddities like this.
At the count of two, push arm straight above the head. At the count of three, lower arm sideways, even with the shoulder.
So what we're listening to is an exercise tape, a home exercise tape. But what you're hearing is a guy, he's actually standing in front of an orchestra. And first he gives you the descriptions of what to do, and then suddenly you hear the music come in.
That's radio producer Sam Harnett, co-creator of the live audio show and podcast called The World According to Sound. On January 6th, the show is putting a spotlight on some of these recordings.
So we have a recording of what's believed to be the first ever audio commercial for a soda. Not only are you hearing some recordings of life at that time, but you're hearing like what the sort of soundscape was, the commercial soundscape.
These recordings are entering the public domain now because of the Music Modernization Act, signed into law in 2018. The law is a relief for people like David Soibert, an archivist at UC Santa Barbara.
I've got tens of thousands of recordings in the archive that haven't been digitized and aren't necessarily accessible because they were protected by copyright.
That's changing now. Independent filmmakers, musicians, artists, anybody will be able to use these pre-1923 recordings in their own projects, free of charge.
There's plenty of, you know, Enrico Caruso, for example. Somebody could make a mashup of his recordings and nobody could say anything about it. It's the quirky stuff of creative people that come in and use the collection that always gives me the most pleasure, I guess.
And beyond operatic masterpieces, Sam Harnett says even the most commonplace sounds can inspire creativity.
There was this guy who was a vaudeville performer, and, you know, again, this is like beginning of recorded sound. He does this great thing where he makes an entire album of snores and an entire album of sneezes. So what we did in our live shows, we isolate all the snores and sneezes, and we made like this little composition out of them.
The art is taking even recordings that are quite literally a snooze and remixing them into something beautiful and new.